I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
That was loud as shit. Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming. My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
I'm Ryan.
Welcome to PointCast 28.1, where we are talking about, I guess, the state of video games as they are right now.
Yeah, it's not the state of the union, but the state of gaming. Mm-hmm.
And while we're not live streaming our PointCasts, we're going to be posted...
It's pre-recorded.
Pre-recorded. And we're going to be posting up the video because apparently we've gotten great feedback from all eight of you that you liked it.
Thanks, Mom.
And the video killed the radio star is kind of appropriate.
Apropos. By the way, I've been hearing that fucking song or that word everywhere now. Apropos? Now that you said apropos a couple weeks ago, I hear it all over the fucking place. I heard it on Luther. I heard someone say it IRL. I'm just like, it's fucking everywhere now.
Even though we're in a PointCast, what do you think of Luther?
Pretty good,
man. That's good shit,
dude. Huh? What, that guy just can't have a good fucking day.
What do you think? What do you think
about
the
ego? I saw that coming down the road, so I took a right.
That's a good show. It took me a while to figure out what the fuck they were saying, but once took a while to get their accents.
Those Brits, man.
But Brits. it's
speak English. God, am I right?
I want him to like go to an amusement park and like win some prizes and just. Something. He's having a real bad day.
Yeah.
He just needs a nice time out with his wife who's not dead.
It's hard being black in Britain.
A gigantic, well-put-together black man. Who throws typewriters through windows or whatever.
It's rough being large, black, and handsome, you know? It's so hard. Ask Larry Fitzgerald. He knows.
Yeah, I'm sure. But the one my wife loves his ass?
Dude, that guy at the airport looked just like Larry Fitzgerald. Shorter.
The guy who was like, when I said it's 5 o'clock somewhere, just as he was walking past, and he's like, I heard that.
Show is. All right, that was a joke. I wasn't sure because he didn't quite fit the demographic that I pictured. The 5 o'clock somewhere.
Well,
black man with dreads listening to whoever sings that
it's
god awful fucking.
It's Texas.
What is that? That's Jimmy Buffett, right?
Jimmy Buffett and Alan. Country singer?
Who cares?
Alan Thicke.
Yes, Alan Thicke and Jimmy Buffett got together.
The guy married to Faith Hill.
No, it's not him. That's Greg something. Who cares?
Greg
it's
Stanton.
Fucking country. You know what?
You know what? If you don't like it, you can get out.
I'm sorry. I already left Texas.
Yeah!
Get out, America! We don't want you here.
Anyway.
Anyway, much like the state of our podcast, I think the video games are in decline. Now, we got into a debate coming back from SGC a couple weeks ago, and we're sitting waiting for our flight. What was it, like 9 hours we were waiting
all
for
day.
Our flight?
We spent an entire work day sitting at an airport.
So we were in the Chili's or the TGI Fridays. TGI Fridays.
It was Fridays.
Inside
hanging
the
out with
airport.
Sean
T. Gifts.
Shane. What was his name? A server. The only good server in Texas.
Oh, I don't know. But he was
Jason.
The only. Jason. It was Jason.
Okay.
Jason, if you're listening / watching,
big ups, dog.
Big ups. You did a good job. But we got to an argument because apparently I'm not allowed to not like mobile games and be vocal about it.
Monster.
Okay, so I'll just go ahead and lead it. Well, I'll start the debate off. I don't like mobile games. I think that they are one of the worst things that has happened.
Get out.
Okay, so we know.
Vetoed.
I don't think that it was that you were saying you didn't like mobile games. It's that you were saying they weren't games.
They weren't games. Okay, so I don't believe that
you said
most...
they're not video games.
And
I turned my phone around and I showed you that it was a
video.
Are they
a video?
It's a video.
Okay, well, in that sense... Okay, let me lay it out there. Yeah, I don't think they're video games because when I think of video games, I think of you actually have a controller that you use...
What
like,
about PC games?
This is your controller.
No, but let me finish. I have there's a couple things that
can
I
finish?
Can I finish?
Can I finish?
Can I finish?
Finished.
We apologize for Brian Adams on multiple occasions. I'm not finished. We're just one just movie quote. That's all we do every single time. So I said that I don't believe that swiping back and forth or lifting your finger off the screen multiple times. I don't think that's.
What about lifting your finger off a controller multiple times?
It's something... Okay, so... But there's other textile controls that you use. Except that was before you actually walked me through Castle Crashers. So Castle Crashers...
No, Clash of Clans.
Clash of Clans. Castle Crashers was our point cast from 2 weeks ago. No, Clash of Clans is different. It seems...
It's like a real-time strategy.
It is an RTS, and I will admit that RTS, they can work on a mobile device. So can point-and-click adventures.
Absolutely.
Because those are pretty much in the same.
Yeah, and you can get a lot of the GTA games on mobile devices.
They and Tetris.
I haven't played Tetris. I know. Did you ever finish downloading Tetris before we left Texas?
I played it for like an hour while we were waiting for the other connecting flight to get on our plane so we could fucking take off.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go.
No, it was Tetris, man. Turn the piece. Well, move the piece. Drop the piece.
GTA. I own GTA 3 and GTA Vice City for my tablet, my Android tablet, and they're absolutely horrible. The controls are terrible.
Something
horrific.
Like that isn't going to translate well.
There's 8 buttons on them.
But I'm not looking at because those are games that were for consoles before the phone was out or before the mobile gaming was out. Clash of Clans and point and click adventures, they're in the same vein as computer games, like, you know, where you have a mouse and you click. I don't think that the shit ton of just bullshit games that are just like Bubble Witch and
what's Bubble Witch?
It sounds delicious.
It's the new one that came out from King, who did Candy Crush.
And that's why I'm like, fuck Candy Crush.
Yeah, I don't think those. I don't consider those video games. In my mind, they equate to a crossword puzzle. Like, that's all they are. Like, for people who don't play, like, I'm a gamer. No, you're not. You're somebody who bought a Wii, and they catered to the casual market, but they just gave it a different. Like, and you bought all the stupid.
See,
games.
I can see that. I still consider them games. But I know you don't consider them games, but people who say that, like, I play Candy Crush, I'm a gamer, no, you're not.
No.
You play a
nobody
game.
Nobody says that either. I don't think anybody says that.
No, there's, like, the soccer mom's like, I play video games. I play Candy Crush. Like, you can play games and also play Candy Crush, but you don't just play Candy Crush.
Well, they're
Crush,
more of just
and you
time
don't play
killers.
Video games.
Like, I could sit here and, like, you know, enjoy my family's company, but, God, I just might as well just stick my face in my phone. But going back to your argument about how you held up Castle or... your game.
Mm-hmm. Cracker Crashers.
Cracker Crashers. Clash of the Castles.
Casual Crashers.
Casual the Kraken.
Clash
you released
the Cat. Crash.
Kraken.
Clash of Clans.
So what would you call a video poker machine?
Video poker? A waste of time.
Okay,
I love it.
But
I would say it is programmed to take your money.
Okay, but it's on a video screen.
It is on a video
screen. Is it a video game?
It's a game. It's video.
So we're waxing semantics now. Like, you won't
you are video waxing semantics because that's a casino game.
Sure.
You it's just adapted from real life. I can't go run through a temple and jump over ditches in real life.
I could, that's because you're a big dude.
I'm a big fat fatty. But yeah, you're waxing semantics.
You could.
Is Uno a video game? No, it's just adapted from a card game.
Yeah.
It's not a video game. It's a game.
Well, like, okay, Dirk brought that casino game for the N64.
Yeah, okay.
That's a video game, but you're playing casino games.
I don't even... I consider that... I mean, I guess it is technically a video game, but it's
on a console.
See, we're just going to go round and round. Like,
yes, we are.
So we might as well be talking about, like, atheism and like, religion.
And the ego.
But you can't prove it. Yeah, the ego. What do you know about the ego? Well, because and
kills me every time.
I voiced my opinion about this last year when we went out to SGC, and I'm very, very afraid of what's going to happen in the future with games, because you've got all this shit flooding the market, like back in the 80s when they had the huge video game crash, when they lost 97% of their sales when the bottom dropped out. Like, they went from like a $3 billion industry to $100 million in sales, which is nothing when you consider how much shit's flooding in the market. So I don't know. It's more of my concern is that it's less about making actual games that have a story that, like, you know, can stand out or that you can play, to just time wasters that, you know, like I said, you might as well be doing.
So you're worried about the quantity over quality.
That's exactly what I'm worried about.
I can relate to that.
I can relate to that. I
did play Candy Crush. It was a time waster. And then, of course, the microtransactions.
I want to get to that later, the microtransactions.
Killing.
Well, I mean, Candy Crush is a puzzle game, and I like puzzle games. I like puzzles. I like figuring things out.
Like a Da Vinci Code.
Kind of like if... Yes. I have a crossword puzzle app on my phone. I like puzzles.
Well, I had a crossword puzzle app on my DS, or a game on my DS, and that's even okay.
That's
even
great.
That
the New York Times crossword.
We don't even call them games. We call them apps. Like, there's a cleave where it's like, oh, there's something that's different there, but they're still all being lumped together. So I don't know. Maybe that's where I'm just pissed off.
It's not even called the App Store anymore. Now it's just the Play. No, it's Google Play.
Google
Play,
but the
Play Store.
The App Store is still the App Store on iTunes.
So I'm like, fuck iTunes.
This would be like, fuck Hector.
Unless my company buys me another iPhone, then I'll be like, I love the App Store.
And I'll be honest with you, there's a game that you used to play, which was the role playing game that you can only play for so many.
Yeah, that was a fun game, but yeah, you would have to buy if you wanted to play longer.
That shit's so microtransactions.
Well, here's the thing that pissed me off is the microtransactions actually bled into console gaming, and I'm sure
Assassin's Creed Black Flag
was
a lot of the shit that you had to unlock by like running around and collecting, you could actually pay extra to just have that shit.
See, that's bullshit. It fucking irritated the
shit out of me. Yeah, exactly.
Then you're just paying to win. Then
it's just stupid.
Well,
by the time I discovered that you could pay for that stuff, I had already collected it all. And it took me a couple of hours, you know? I mean,
yeah, but wouldn't have paid for it.
No, never.
All right. I mean, you would have collected it anyways.
In fact, I paid for the season pass, and I got one DLC out of the fucking deal.
The Underwater Railroad.
The Underwater Railroad.
Well,
yes.
Even what is it? The new Killer Instinct that came out. That to my understanding is that it came out. I don't know if it was a free to play on the new consoles, but you only got one character, and then you had to purchase every other character. It's okay. So one, it's taking away the fun of like those type of games where you have to unlock characters, mm-hmm. where you actually have to play the game, do really good well on them, and then you get like the new driver for Mario Kart. You get rewards.
It gives you replay value.
Or even it took away kind of.
No one gives a shit about replay value. It's just like, here, pay extra and you can have this stuff.
Yeah, all right. Here, thanks for your $150. You beat the game.
Give me more monies.
And that's another thing that kind of bothers me is that like I took in, like if you go to like GameStop is like a huge offender of this, is that they are almost like they're one of the biggest people responsible for. For them, it's like the fantastic consumption where like, oh, there's a game that comes out. It'll be worth like 100% of its value for maybe 3 months. After 3 months, it drops down by 50%, especially if you're trading it in.
It's like buying a new car.
Yeah. So there are literally hundreds of probably great games out there that we can't even fathom. I mean, we're doing this show to where we want to. We made the list. We made the list of all the games that we want to play, and we didn't even scratch the surface.
Yeah.
But we can go to GameStop and probably buy most of those games on the list. If you
six fucking dollars.
Yeah, if you can even find them, because they don't sell anything beyond a PlayStation 3 or an Xbox 360. PlayStation 2 doesn't exist anymore.
Fallout Games has.
Well, yeah, Fallout, or I will Game Bros in Houston, Texas.
Yes, Game Bros in Houston.
Not Austin.
Not Gnome Bros.
Not Gnome Bros.
In Austin, Texas.
Even though I think
Gnome... That's a different store. That's a completely different store.
But so... And I even asked him. What was his name? I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Bill.
From Game...
Frank.
Greg.
Robert.
Greg, I was talking to him if he had much competition. Yeah, you're just rattling him off. I like it. Well, I was asking if he had a lot of competition out in Houston, and he's like, dude, there's nobody down there. Because nobody wants to buy or sell games. Over on my side of town, I'm lucky enough to have two game stores,
mm-hmm.
Fallout, which is actually reasonably priced unless you want something boutique. And then there's another store down the street that's outrageously priced because it was like, well, these are hard to come by. And I can't even go to a Savers or a Goodwill and try to find something because they're not there.
Like, oh, fucking Bookmans.
Fuck Bookmans, dude. I'll say it right now. I love the concept.
Apparently, everything there is like a collector's item because it's all way overpriced.
I think a Mario Brothers 3, like still in the box, was like, what, $60?
I can get this off of Amazon.
Yeah.
Like, that was the highest selling game on Nintendo, was Mario 3. It's not that fucking hard to find. Are you selling it for $60?
So, yeah, so we're seeing
fuck that. That's more than it sold for when it was.
Well, we're seeing this huge wave.
And inflation.
And I,
that was inflation.
Oh, sideline.
Thanks for listening, folks.
All right. And on video. So now you have all these retro games that are really highly inflated because everybody, they've created like a scarcity of them. There's a huge valley. There's a dip from everything from PlayStation to PlayStation 2, the GameCube. Well, the GameCube, I think, has a resurgence. And the 64 Dreamcast, you can buy a used Dreamcast now for $35. So you can either buy an old school Nintendo game for like $35 or $40, or a Super Nintendo game, or you can buy a full Dreamcast system for $35. It's this weird thing, and I'm afraid of what's going to happen with all these influx of games, because you go back and you play all the old arcade games, because you know I build arcades. So
do you?
Do I? So they've got all these old games.
I did not know
that. They flooded the market. Like well, you had an arcade for a while.
Yeah.
There's like you got like 3,000 games. You maybe play 100 of them.
Yeah, 100.
If that.
How long did I have that one? I had it for a couple months. The only thing I ever played was like 1943.
I played Joust. I played Joust for months. I loved that game.
Well, because it was a good game, but like in the background, there's nothing but shit. There's just nothing but crap, and that's what's happening with these fucking mobile games, because everybody has one of these. Not everybody had a console, so they're just piling on all the shit, and then something's going to happen.
You remember the NES had just like thousands of games, and they were just 99% of them were trash. Spy versus Spy.
Yeah.
It was a cash grab at the time. Well, Fester's Quest.
Damn! I'm so sorry about that.
Sorry to dredge up the past.
Sorry to bring that episode back up.
Oh god.
Well, no, we can do that with the Wii. We can walk out to Ryan. Like Ryan bought a used Wii from one of my buddies, and it came with like hundreds of games. Like he just gave it to him, and there's nothing but dog shit on there.
Scott, you don't know Jack though.
Oh, that's the thing. Like
that's all I've ever used it for.
Yeah. I mean, a big thing, I think, is a lot of those games that were really popular, you can now buy through the online stores on these consoles.
Yeah.
Like virtual console stuff.
You can get PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 games on the PlayStation 3 store.
It's true, because I got Final Fantasy.
Yeah, Final Fantasy
Fantasty.
Final Fantasy on 1,000 different consoles.
Yeah.
But exactly. I played it the most on PS3.
So, I mean, the classics, the really popular ones, you can get.
Yeah.
By downloading them.
Well, but even, I mean,
My Knights, too.
I know that we're on the opposite sides of the page of this, because you, every time I've been hanging out with you for a lot, actually, these past couple weeks, and every time you get downtime, you're clashing. Like, you're always on there, you're always doing it. Ryan, I don't think you're playing much. Are you still playing Tetris, or?
Oh, my phone?
On your phone, yeah.
I've been playing 2048, beat it twice, no big deal.
You want to give a shout-out to the Weef?
Yeah. Hi, Laurel. I beat 2048. Twice in like an hour too, like the same hour,
and
so.
She still hasn't. That let's give you let's give you a little wave.
I beat it like once a day now.
Yeah. Oh, do you? You just roll through
when
there?
I'm at work and I'm bored and I'm just like, you know, tippy tap.
No big deal.
Tip tapping on my little keyboard.
Well, yeah, but I play puzzle games and stuff, so.
I'm not even into that.
They're not really, according to you, video games. I don't even really consider
those
video
games.
Well, Laurel
plays Candy Crush. That's a puzzle game.
Hold on. Let me see what I got on here.
The fucked up, stupid thing about Candy Crush was it was a decent puzzle game.
I got Solitaire.
But you only had a certain amount of times you could play per day
unless
you paid extra. Fuck that.
Well, that's why I like. Okay, so there's one game.
Put a fucking ad.
Cut the rope.
Just put an ad on the screen. Don't make me pay extra to play your fucking game.
I have two games on my phone. Aside from the, I have an NES and a SNES emulator. I have Jetpack Joyride, which I still think there's no skill because you're just tapping the screen.
Yeah, I played that for a while after you told me about it.
I had a game like that. It was like a helicopter game.
Yeah, and
it was called the helicopter game.
Was that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah, did you have that too?
Yeah.
And then there was even in Jetpack Joyride, there's a slot machine at the end of it. Like if you get so many tokens, you can use a slot machine. So you can dump money into it. Oh, I'm sorry. I have three. I have 2048, which I'm not a huge puzzle game fan. Just because I suck at them. And then I have, Ingress,
and that's not a video game.
I consider that something that transcends video games.
When it goes that far in a real life.
But I think that that's the potential that these devices have, but they're stuck on these stupid cash grab. Like I think King made like millions and millions of dollars off Candy Crush last year, and all was off microtransactions. So
yeah,
I don't know. And you know what?
Well, the game's free to download.
But you can sit there and just dump money into it.
People just dump money into it.
And we talked about it a couple episodes ago when Dark Souls 2 came out. One guy online had his like little nephew or cousin play it, and he's like, "Well, how do I buy more lives?"
Yeah.
Like, you don't.
You don't. You
have
you,
to,
die,
you have to be good at the game.
And then it's like life. You die, and it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. There's no real answer to this. It's just, like, my frustration, just banging my head against the wall, like, dealing with this shit, because I'm just... Maybe even more so that like the commercials are now more prevalent, and
the landscape is changing. It's definitely the future of gaming is
and we're right at like
well, just technology.
It could go either way.
Yeah, technology's changing.
Well, I'm just mad that it bled into my other games. Like I'm mad that I have to buy, and I'll bitch about this until the day I die.
Sure,
is that I have to buy a subscription to an online. Store or
like
online
Xbox Live,
like Xbox Live, and then I got to buy the game, which is fine. So one game Xbox Live, I'm out $120. I can play it for about 2 months, 3 months. Then the DLC comes out, and
there's another $10,
$10 to $15.
I don't mind paying for Xbox Live. At first, I was bitching about it.
Yeah,
but the servers are so much faster and more stable than the PS3.
Yeah, I will admit,
PlayStation
playing Borderlands with you on the PS3 was kind of brutal.
You're paying for better servers, better experience.
Yeah.
And it does suck, but at least you don't have to pay per game to play.
Here's
online.
Another thing that frustrates me is that I'm paying $60 for this, and back when I was paying $50 for this, playing Rainbow Six Vegas, they would drop in real ads and put them on the Vegas Strip of like real time shit. That fucking, I'm furious about that.
Yeah.
Because I already paid for it.
Yeah.
It's like me paying for satellite radio and still getting commercials.
Yeah.
Like, stop trying to sell me shit. You've already fucking fleeced me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
No, I understand.
And you know what? We've actually got a couple more people listening and that being
fucking
a little more
socialist.
Involved. Me? Okay.
Oh, no, I just had to chime in.
I think everything should be free.
Okay, speaking of that, do you know how I was playing after Hal whipped my ass at NBA Jam? I went back and I was playing it on the Wii. Like the actual new updated one.
Okay.
Do you know what the secret code is to unlock the Democratic Party?
Fucking socialist?
No, it's a hitting left 17 times. It's fantastic. Anyway, if anybody, like, I mean, chime in, let us know where you sit on this issue. Like, hit us up on Facebook, hit us up on Twitter, hit us up on our site. Like,
well, Todd was bitching because the free with gold game last month was Street Fighter 4.
Nice.
I like that game.
And he was like, oh, you know, get it, we'll play. And
you get two characters or something?
No, you get, like, a watered-down version of it. If you want the actual full version, you have to pay for it.
Well, what's watered-down about it?
I don't know. I didn't play it. He was just bitching about
it. I think right now, like, you can buy Street Fighter 4 for, like, $15 on Steam. Like, that's what I have that on my arcade, so.
Yeah.
See, that's another thing you need to talk about the future is Steam.
Oh, Steam is going to blow.
I think Steam is awesome, yeah.
It's fucking amazing. Like, that whole... Either pay what you want to pay for, like, indie bundles. That's awesome.
That's a humble bundles, yeah.
Yeah. And then the Steam thing, when they have those sales, are fucking, like, I don't know how anyone's making any money off of that, but it helps.
I think
us.
I think it just helps
gamers.
Get the word out there. I think they make their money throughout the year, and then they realize, you know, there are people like me that are furious about, like, you know, paying, like, upwards of $100 for one game.
Yeah.
Like, I can get four games, and, like, I can have the cost of the console.
Oh yeah, I got I did the season pass with Assassin's Creed 3, which
still mad about that.
I didn't even get
the Tyranny of King George.
So
DLC.
I paid $60 for the game, and I think it was $30 for the DLC for the season pass. So I paid $90 for that game that I didn't even finish because I finished the main game, and then there was other DLC where you turn into an animal or something. I didn't even do the third one. Isn't the third one you're supposed to turn into a bear or something? I didn't even do it.
Spirit
it was so
of the
fucking
bear.
Stupid.
Yeah, I didn't play
so
him.
Pissed off. So,
Spirit
yeah,
of a panther.
I fucking hate
microtransactions. You're already a bear. Why would
and
you?
And I hate getting fleeced after you bought the game. You know what? Just release the game and be fucking done with it. And you know what? They're never going to do it because we're going to keep paying for it.
I won't. I mean, like I said, I won't.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
sorry. The one season pass that I wish I'd gotten was Borderlands 2 because they put out so much content.
I did buy the season pass, but I went up.
There's so much cool shit that they put out.
But they're going to keep doing it if we're going to keep paying for it.
Yeah.
And nobody listening to this is going to say, these guys are right. I should stop paying for DLC and
boycott
microtransactions. It's never going to fucking happen. That's the status quo now.
I won't pay back microtransactions.
I got a company phone. I can't.
So, yeah, anyway, we are, like, hit us up. Let us know what you think. We are on, we're on Stitcher. We're on Pocket Cast. We're on iTunes. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook.
We're on Heroin.
We're on Molly.
YouTube. We're on CasualCouch.com.
We're not on Molly.
We are on YouTube. We got to add a little YouTube button, so we're actually really excited about
it. We finally figured out the YouTube thing, so come watch us get drunk.
Yeah, come watch three fat guys. I almost said four since there's so many of us.
There is enough mass in here to make four people.
I am really excited about like any Halloween stuff we might get, because we maybe get like dressed up in costume. How fun would that
be?
Oh,
that would be amazing. So, I could dress up like Zap Brannigan. Again.
You could. Again.
Brannigan again.
You still have it?
Brannigan Begin Again.
Yeah, still got it.
Well, anyway, for the casual cowards of gaming, thanks for listening to Pointcast 28.1. My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
And I'm Captain Spaulding for Halloween. It's a great